Lag BaOmer, Chai Eor, Sunday the 22nd of May. This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Ilan Nishmas, Rav Ephraim Fishel, Ben Rav Yoel, Aryeh, Zichron Levrocha. Dan Chanoch, Aaron Troy, Lag BaOmer.
Usvatem lochem, mimachas ha-shabbos, miyoyim ha-biyachem, esoyim ha-tnufo. This is the mitzvah of Sfira Soima, which we're now in the middle, and today being Lag BaOmer, let me share with you a thought on this very pasuk. Usfartem lochem mimachas ha-shabbos. The word Shabbos is a very debatable subject. The Tzukim said that the word Shabbos means Shabbos. That means the Yom HaKovas HaOma, the day of the beginning of the Sfira, is on a Sunday. Machas HaShabbos. So every year it'll have to be on a Sunday. The Chachomim, they disputed and they brought rise from Pesukim that the Kabbalah is Machas HaShabbos does not mean Shabbos. Machas HaShabbos means Chag, the second day of, that means the machas of the first day of Pesach. So the second day of Pesach, this is the Zman of HaKovas HaOmer, and this is the Zman of Sfartem Lochem Mimachas HaShabbos. And this is Mekubal Api Halacha. Of course, we paskin like the Chachomim, and the Chachomim say Mimachas HaShabbos means Chag. The question is a very obvious one. If it means Shabbos means Chag, so why did the Torah write Shabbos? Should have written Usfatim Lachem Mimachas HaChag or Mimachas HaPesach. Why Mimachas HaShabbos? And here I would like to share with you a vote from Rav Tzodok HaKohen. Tzodok HaKohen. And before coming to the vote of Rav Tzodok HaKohen, let me tell you a kasha. On Shabbos, when Shabbos terminates, then we make Abdol. Because Abdullah is part of the mitzvah of Zoch Hashem, Shabbos Lekachoy, Zocheyu B'chnisosoy, V'zocheyu B'yitziosoy. So you have to make Abdullah. What do we do for Abdullah? We make by Abdullah, we make Ne'er, Kais, and Besomim. Now Ne'er is because the first light which was created in the world by Adam HaRishon was created Moitzi Shabbos. He took two stones and he created a spark light. In Zikaron of that, every Moitzi Shabbos we make Boirei Me'orei Ha'esh. Besomim. Why do we take Besomim on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, because on Shabbos every Yid is granted an additional element of spirituality. This is called the Neshama Yisera. Every Yid gets the Neshama Yisera. When Shabbos terminates, HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdraws this Neshama Yisera, and a person feels spiritually faint. He's lost something. He has to revive himself. Besomim HaMeshiv Nefesh. They will restore that which is missing. And therefore you take Besomim. On Yontov, there's also a mitzvah to make Abdullah. When Yontov terminates, is Tosfos in Pesachim Kler Tashayla, do we need Besomim for Yontov or not? Well, the Gemara says quite clearly that when Yontov falls Sunday on Moitzi Shabbos, you make Kiddush for Yontov and Abdullah for Shabbos. You don't use Besomim. So Tosfos says from here is a raya that Yontov also has a Neshama Yisera. Hence, when Shabbos terminates and it's a Kedushas Yontov, Sunday is Yontov, then you don't make Berem Midi Besomim because Yontov also has a Neshama Yisera. Only the question is, if that is so, when Yontov terminates, then you should make a Berem Midi Besomim. As I think Tosfos Akasha. Zot Tosfos. No. In Emes Narayin, Yontov does not have a Neshama Yisera. Hence, you don't have to make Boyle Midi Besomim. Why don't you make a boire mitzvah somim on Motzi Shabbos when it's already, when it's coming Yontov? So Tosfos, the Kedusha of Yontov and the mitzvah Sachila and Simcha of Yontov compensates b'mokum b'somim. That's it. Although Yontov itself does not have an Neshama Yisrael. The Ramban in Ksovim writes that Yontov has an Neshama Yisrael. So, according to the Ramban, of course we understand why Motzi Shabbos, when Yontov is on Sunday, you don't make Bo'evinu B'som, because there's again a Neshama Yisrael. Although the question is, Motzi Yontov, why don't you make Bo'evinu B'som? And here, Rab Tzodik HaKoyen gives a text. And he wants to say what chat is in the Ramban, why you don't make Boire Mini Besomim on Boitzi Yontov. And he says the following, that there is a basic hefdol, a basic difference between the Kedusha of Shabbos and the Kedusha of Yontov. Both have an Ashomi Yisrael. So he says the following, the Kedusha of Shabbos is an eternal and changeless Kedusha. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the time of creation, unaffected by any human factor. This is Kedusha Shabbos. In terms of Chazal, it's called Isharus de la Elo. It is an awakening from above, nothing unaffected by us at all. This is Kedusha Shabbos. Kedusha Yontov depends largely on a human decision for their Kedusha. I think you all know, Yontov can only be a Kedusha if Beis Din is Mekadesh the Chodesh on a certain day. If Beis Din changes and decides it should be the next day, then Yontov is the next day. The power is vested in the Beis Din. The Beis Din have a power to rule on the choice of which day Yontov should be. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, ratifies their decision and grants Kedusha to their ruling. You know, Chazal say, Pischu li kepischoi shel machat, v'ani eftach lochem kepischoi shel ulam. And this is an important Chazal. It's a Shia, a Medrash in Shia Shirim. Actually, it's quoted in the Yalkut. Pischuli kepischa shemachat means open for me like the opening of an eye of a needle. Vani eftach lochem, and I shall make for you an opening kepischa shalulam, like the entrance of a big banqueting hall. A person only has to make a small indication of his rotzen, of his desire to come near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds with a generosity which exceeds that tiny gesture of man. Similarly, the Beis Din has only to make the decision of fixing the day of Yontov. And this is a movement towards Kedusha. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers from his treasury of Kedusha, from his Otzah Kedusha, Kedusha on that chosen day. But it's man's action which triggers off HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha. So Rav Tzodik HaKoyen says the following. Shabbos, when you make a bracha on Shabbos, we say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mekadesh HaShabbos. When it comes to Yontov, you don't say Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaZmanim. What do you say? Mekadesh Yisroel VaZmanim. That the Kedusha of Yontov is also a similar Kedusha with Shabbos, but it has to be triggered off by the Pischoi Shemachat Shel Yisroel. Without that, the Yisroel is an essential part of the Kedusha. That's the difference between Shabbos and Yontov. So Rav Tzodik HaKoyen zogt hazeh. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a gift, a person receives a gift, and the gift is withdrawn. So you've got nothing, you feel faint. So das ist Shabbos. Shabbos, the Kedusha is Ha'isagusa de la'elo. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unaffected by us in any way. We're not involved. HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdraws his Kedusha. We feel faint. We have to be meshiv nefesh. You need the sum. So, Tzadik HaKohen, but the Kedusha, which originated from our effort, from our desire to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want Dveikus Hashem. That Kedusha, whatever is achieved through your own effort, will never be withdrawn. It remains with you. And therefore in Yontov, the Kedusha, that Kedusha stays with you, because it started with the Yisrael. Whatever a person has achieved through his own effort, it's not possible to take it away. And therefore there's no inyan of besomim on Yontov. Zotrap Tzodek HaKohen. When it came to Pesach, what does it say? Usfartem lochem mimochas hashabbos. I was in Memoch Shabbos, Memoch Shachal. So he said the following. The particular Kedusha of that Pesach, it was a Kedusha similar to Shabbos. What happened there? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the time of Pesach, the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says, you know the word Pesach means to leap, to jump. Medalei Galehochim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu leapt over the mountains. He bestowed on Klal Yisrael the power to ascend to unimagined heights of Kedusha, heights which they would have never attained with their own effort. It was similar to the Kedusha of Shabbos. That Pesach, when they came out of Mitzrayim, that day when they came out of Mitzrayim, Halolo, if they have heard his own, Halolo, Menteshare Tuma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted them up without their effort, lifted them up to a Kedusha where by reaching that Kedusha they could now have the schus of having the Gula. But it was a Kedusha similar to Shabbos. It wasn't, they weren't involved in that Kedusha at all. That is Galus. Which that revelation which they had was similar to Shabbos. Usfartem lochem. Here was Mimochus HaShabbos. This was it. And that's why it says in the Torah, Mimochus HaShabbos, because that moment, those miracles which happened, B'Shas Yetzias Mitzrayim, those were miracles similar to Kedusha Shabbos, where there was no human factor involved in it. Vayhi mimochus haShabbos. You know what happens when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Giluyim? Then he withdraws those Giluyim. And then a person has to work for 49 days to be able to retain and regain that level of Kedusha which he saw when there was Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is the 49 days or the 50 days of Sphir. And I must tell you, this was Rav Tzadok HaKohen's answer. And I'm going to tell you a story. I've still got a few moments. I'm going to tell you a story which happened to me on Lag BaOmer 29 years ago. I was in Manchester at the time. I was the president of Manchester. And I was involved also in chaplaincy of prisons. Fell on me, and it was on Lag BaOmer that I received a call from a governor of a prison in Manchester. Actually, it was a little bit outside Manchester. It was a women's prison, and the governor phoned me up and he said, I'd like you to come and visit the young lady who we have here. A prisoner. Fine. Where's she from? She's from Israel. That's so. So, same day, I took my car and I went to the prison. I saw this young lady and I asked her, what's she doing here? And she tells me the whole story. But in reality, what happened was she was trafficking drugs, and she was on drugs herself. She was mixing with the dregs of society, a Yiddish mädel, and she landed up in prison. So I said, what do you want from me? She said, I have a problem. I've got a problem. What's the problem? I know the problem. She's in prison. No, that's not the problem. The problem was, said, I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. And I'm a Yiddish girl. Good. I don't keep anything. Nishkin Shabbos, Nishkin Kashans, Gornish. She mixes with mamish, the dregs of society. But I'm pregnant. And I'm afraid it may be, I'm afraid, I'm not sure, I think it may be a boy. And I want a bris milah. So I said to her, look, this is a lady's prison, you know. And machin a bris milah in a lady's prison, you go, first of all, who says they'll give you permission? Secondly, even if they give permission, who says they'll leave you with the child? They may take the child away. Anyway, she said no. Says, you've got to see to it. If I have a boy, make the boys in the prison. Anyway, I said, look, time to wait till you have your child. And when you have it, you give me a ring. Anyway, 6 weeks later, she rang up. A boy. So a boy, so I thought, no, a boy, I think of any oil. So I said, I'll speak to the governor. So I went back to the governor, I had made the point with him, explained to him what a bris is, and he says, never heard of this before, but in a prison she do a bris for a boy. Said, yes. I said, it'll be done. It'll take me half an hour, that everything will be looked after, and that's it. Anyway, he agreed, and did a bris. So I asked the young lady, tell me who's the father? The listener, Tata. The mitzvah mila is on the father. Lachatchil is on the father. She doesn't know who the father is. Today, in the dregs of society, there are no standards, there's no morality, there's gosh. Anyway, came the day of the bris. I brought a sandik with me, and in front of the governor and the various officials and the shomrim prison, did a bris, gemacht a bris. Then it came to giving a name. So I said to her, "Bikore Shmoy be Israel." She speaks in Hebrew because she's an Israeli. Sean. I said, Sean? Is this a Yiddish name? It's not a Jewish name. Sean? No, Sean. So I said, I'm sorry, I can't give you name. I've got an idea. Shimshon. We'll call him Shimshon. Fine. So I called him Shimshon. Shimshon. And we had I had a little bit of a grape juice, and a couple of biscuits and sugar, and I did the bris, and I left. Looked after the baby and in the hair for the next few days, took the dressing off, and I was supposed to say, when I came, the third time she said to me, she wants to pay me for it. So I said, pay me, first of all, you've got no money, all the same. And said to me, I don't take the money for bris. I don't care. But I do want something. This is your first child. You've never had a child before. So chiyuv a pidyon haben. How you do a pidyon haben without a father? It's a ganze shaila. But we did a pidyon haben. That was my schar. I had the mitzvah of doing a pidyon haben as well. This is a closed prison with barbed wire, and he can't get out of that prison. And I used to visit her in the prison. Afterwards, used to send her small challahs for Shabbos. I tried to be mechazik her a little bit. Anyway, so you have gezeh, as a pumi yid, doesn't just neglect others, concerned about others. Anyway, within a half a year, she was sent to an open prison in York, a place called Askham Grange, and she went there. And there, you could already come out for a weekend, not to stay overnight, but you could come out, and then they take, so I often brought her to Manchester, within 2.5 years, she was in prison, in England, Aros, she back to Eretz Yisrael. That was 29 years ago. Lag BaOmer started the show. 2 years ago, I got a phone call for Master Bezdin, there's a lady here with a young man who wants to see the Art Bezdin of Manchester. Art Bezdin when? Of 29 years ago. So I imagine it was me. So I said, who is it? They gave me a name. And I said, fine, tell them to ring me in London if they come to London. They can keep. Anyway, they came to London. Came to London. Knocked on my door. And I opened the door. I see there a young man who is a major in the intelligence corps of the Tzaba, Haganah Yisrael. He was anything. Had a couple, a beard, tzitzis hanging out. So I said, Mi ata, who are you? Ani Shimshon. And next to him was a lady with a bedekta kop. She had a tichel on her head. And I said, I know who you are. That was the lady. So I took them in. I said, what happened here? I said, you're wanting some Shabbos, Gornish. And first of all, he sat down and he told me what he's doing. He's a very high position in the intelligence corps of the Israeli army. A former younger man, and that hayoy me every day. So I said, how did this happen? And she tells me she's a Shomer Shabbos. She keeps the mitzvahs because of her son. So she tells me the following. When she came back to her soil, she realized that this type of life, there's no tachlis in it. So she decided, because she has a son, that she's going to send him to a cheder. And somehow, she came from Tel Aviv, Yafu. Now Yafu is a place where they're all Arabs there. Now maybe a little bit better. But at that time she was living in Yafu. But there was a minion, a Hasidish minion, not Vatma. So he took her son there, and things somehow developed, and he started learning, and he became a younger man now. And he's in the intelligence corps, and he tells me his chefer, who all from a younger light. Anyway, I was overwhelmed to see that this so I want one teva from you. What's the teva? The teva is ich bin a bocha, and I want to get married, but if I find the right type of girl, I want you to be Masada Kedusha. So I said, I don't mind being Masada Kedusha, but it depends who you marry. If it's a fun girl, I'm prepared to come be Masada Kedusha. Within, I would say, 9 months, Egbor Nachosim, Mitabesh Yaakov Medel, and he asked me to be Masada Kedusha. I went to Rehovot with my wife, and I was Masada Kedusha of a Gemeinde, with Sama Epsa, Azraeli Chasna. There was his chevra dancing. I'm going back. Then a year later, I get a phone call. So things are turning round. I did a bris for him. Now I can back to the kiddushin. Anyway, did a bris in Eretz Yisrael. So I went to Rab Chaim Kanievsky. So what happened here? Unbelievable! Thing like this should happen. So Rab Chaim looked to me. Pischuli kapischu shamachat vani eftach lochem kapischu shalola. That young girl, with all her dregs and whatever she had fallen into, but there was a nitzutz of pischuli. She fought for that bris. She wouldn't let go. Not only she fought for the bris, she fought with the prison that the child should stay with her. And she kept the child all the time in the prison, wherever she was, she kept the child. Her mesuchas nefesh. Why? Because she wanted this child to be brought up Yiddish. She will, whatever she understood. If a person makes an effort, however small that effort is, however small it is, maybe a tiny gesture, a very small thing, but if a person makes that pischoy shamachat, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ani eftach lochem kepischoy shalom. A person's got to make, and I think this was the message, and this was the limud which I got from it. But that for being, you've got to do something. If you stand like this and wait for things to happen, go nishver. If a person makes a little bit of ishtadlus, a person opens an eye of a needle, there is already a movement to come nearer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani eftach lochem kepischoy shalom. And I think this is Svira. This is really what the Svira is about. Svartem lochem mimachos ha-Shabbos means, as I've already explained to you, that means once HaKadosh Baruch Hu withdraws that revelation which was there at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, then he expects us to make an effort and try and regain what he had given us. This was the avodah of the 49 days of the Sfira. And then it says, Usfatim lachem mochs hashab ad mochs hashabas hashvius. Now mochs hashabas hashvius is shvus. Because shvus to be zeicher to Torah, there you need again the hashpah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever avodah we will do to become B'nai Torah, to be Zeicher, to Kabbalah HaTorah, there we need again a gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Harusa de la'ilah. All our efforts won't be Zeicher. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we're going to make an effort, then Ad Mimochus HaShabbos HaShviz. And this Rav Tzadok HaKohen says. Rav Tzadok HaKohen said, not only Pesach, that Pesach was a Shabbos, because it was a gift unsolicited by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but even the Kabbalah's HaTorah of Shavuos, after the 49 days of what we'll do, we're not going to be zeich to Kabbalah's HaTorah unless there's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, uns helfen, we're now in the middle of the Sfira. Today is the Yotzeit for Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Bischusoi, so we zeuche sein to a real Kabbalah's HaTorah, and Bischus HaTorah, let's be zeuche to all Yeshuas and Echomas and Rebuas for Kali Yisrael, both for the Pat and for the Pat.